It's time for our sizzling picks of the week, where we make our picks. You can follow along with us. Just to update everybody on our sizzling picks, give everybody the records. Alex comes in with a record of 7-5. Jeff, you have a record of 10-5. Joe is 5-4. Shane is 7-8. Kelly is 5-10, and I am coming in at 7-6-2. So we'll start it off. Alex, you want to kick us off with your picks of the week?
Yes. And before I do it, just briefly, some of our viewers put in their analysis. Leor Bartlett from Illinois says Tampa Bay wins 28-17. And Michael Allen from Cherry Hill says Raiders win 30-28. They were really interested in our debate on the 49ers, or not 49ers, Buccaneers and Raiders game. But my picks going in for the evening, I got to go with Pittsburgh over the Titans. I feel like it's a great game, battle of the undefeated, but I feel like Pittsburgh has a matchup there with Deontay coming back, and with that spread being, they're giving them +1.5. Looking at it, I'd like Green Bay over the Houston Texans. Aaron Rodgers hasn't taken two losses in a row. I'm taking them -3.5, and I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders against the Buccaneers. I feel like Josh Jacobs can really run on them +4.5.
Okay, and Jeff, who do you got?
Okay, I'm going to try to do better than I did last week. I wasn't happy with my picks last week. I had kind of a lousy week, so I got to do a lot better. So I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons, +2. I'm going to say that, the Atlanta Falcons cover the spread there. It's a 2-point spread. So I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons there, +2, as that's the point spread right now.
-2.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they are favored over the Lions. Okay, so that's switched. Okay, good. So I'll take the Falcons as the favorite -2. And let's see here. Oh, yes. I'm going to take those Kansas City Chiefs. They're -7.5. Yeah, I like them to cover the 7.5 and win. I like the Kansas City Chiefs -7.5 as the favorite in that game. And I'm going to take my 49ers as the underdog. They're +2.5. So I'm going to take the 49ers, and I think they win outright. I don't think they have to worry about the spread. I think they'll win outright against those hated New England Patriots. So I will take the 49ers. I will take the Chiefs as a favorite, and I will take the Atlanta Falcons as well.
All right, and Joe, who do you got?
I got opposite Alex. I actually have the Titans winning this as favorites -1.5. I just think they're the slightly more complete team, and just gonna pull it out. It's a gut feeling. The next one I got easy one. Bit of a big point spread, but Bills -10 over the Jets. It just seems even with the big spread against the Jets, the teams that are favored by those big spreads, they just seem to win because the Jets are just that awful. And I think it's a pretty safe pick. And then they've been working for me all year. I'm keeping going. The Bears are +6 versus the Rams. I have them winning this game. I have confidence in the Bears this year. There's something about them. They just keep pulling wins out of their butts.
All right. And Shane, who do you got?
Yeah. You know what? I'm taking the Chiefs over the Broncos with that 7.5 spread. I think the Chiefs are going to have a strong game. I'm taking the Packers over the Texans by 3 because I don't see Aaron Rodgers losing 2 in a row. Like you guys said, there's no way in the world he's going to lose 2 in a row. And I also like the I was a toss-up. I'm going to take the Atlanta too. That to me, I think is going to be an easy one with 2.5 over Detroit. I think they win by touchdown myself. I just think it's going to be a bit of an air game out there too between Stafford and Matt Ryan.
Gotcha. And just to run down Kelly's picks, she is taking the Carolina Panthers +7 over the New Orleans Saints. Kelly is also taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -4.5 over the Las Vegas Raiders. Sorry, Shane. Kelly's picking Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. And Kelly's final pick of the week, she is taking those Kansas City Chiefs -7.5 over the Denver Broncos. As for myself, I'm going to try and redeem myself. I had a horrible week last week. I am taking the Green Bay Packers -3.5 over the Houston Texans. I am also taking the Los Angeles Chargers -7.5 over those Jacksonville Jaguars. And I am going to take Nick Foles and the Chicago Bears +6 over the Los Angeles Rams. I think I'll take the Bears and the points. I think that could be with the Bears defense, who's been doing very well. I think that could be a very good game for Nick Foles and the Bears to kind of hang close. And that would be my pick right there. I'm going to take the Bears and the points over the Los Angeles Rams. And there you have our picks of the week.
Yeah, we have two viewers with two major upsets. Leor says that Michael says that the Broncos beat Kansas City this week, and that Leor says Falcons get their first win against the Lions.
That could be. I mean, the Falcons have a new head coach.
Falcons have a win already.
You know.
Oh, they
did. Yeah, the Falcons have a win.
They won last week.
Oh, they did.
They did. But here's the thing, you know, new head coach wants to prove himself, wants to show how good he can do. So, you know, you never know.
The Lions are no pushover. They get out to early leads a lot. They just can't seem to finish out a game.
Exactly.
Well, I like the momentum the Falcons have right now. That's one of the reasons why I picked them. I really like that the way that they've come out for their new coach, and the fact that they're playing kind of more inspired. I mean, it's not a big sample size, obviously, that we have to deal with, but and you know, I'm not really a big fan of the Lions, so at this point.
But I'm gonna say this though. After that Falcons win against the Vikings, are the Vikings that bad, or are the Falcons really better than that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying about the sample size. I need to see a little bit more, but, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, I look at it and I say, you know, the Lions really haven't done a whole lot for me at this point. Neither really has Atlanta, to be quite honest, you know, but it does seem to be that Atlanta has, you know, something going right now. So we'll just see if they can continue that against Detroit, and they're home. So that's, you know, that's a plus.
And I'm also going to look and see with these teams who's going to lose the next head coach.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Sports Skillet Radio Show, cooking up all the hot takes. Jump in and join us at 609-919-9200. Download our app at sportskilletradio.com. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching for Sports Skillet. And remember to show us some love. Make sure you like, follow, and share.